This guy has never won a damn thing in his career. 5 years, $172 million. That's just the headline. I haven't clicked this yet.
Why did I think it was the 127, which I still
No.
thought was ridiculous? It's 172?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What is the math on that, I guess?
What did I say it was? 5 years, 172. Well, change the headline on me. Where'd the math go? Okay. So fully guaranteed to only 20. So a club option for 2 years at 80. He's 37 years old. Off, he's been injured twice now, right? In the last 3 years. What?
I do believe that he played fairly well after they decided to put an end to Michael Penix, or maybe Michael Penix got hurt again because, oh, I can't believe it. A guy
Yeah,
that
he got
like
hurt.
I can't believe a guy that blew his
Yeah.
ACL like 300 times got hurt again. Like, huh? I mean, are there injury prone people? No? Okay.
That
But I do
is
believe that
34 and a half million a year.
yeah, I did end up doing the math. 34.4 to be precise. Not accounting for whatever shenanigans, whatever cap shenanigans are involved in that. Like, I don't know how much of that is fully guaranteed. How, I am not looking at the breakdown. Either way, considering that the Raiders are presumably going to pick Fernando Mendoza number one, this is it's an interesting choice, to say the least. Interesting choice.
If I'm the
Because
okay,
like,
go ahead.
why is it? I guess the part to me, like the number. I feel like Aaron Rodgers was looking for 30 million. So it is wild to say this into a microphone, but evidently that is not too unreasonable for a quarterback, even one that is not terribly good. As much as I liked Aaron Rodgers' efforts this year, the man is 43. And Kirk Cousins at the end of this contract is going to be 42. He is less mobile than Mr. Rodgers ever was. So, yeah, I don't get signing a contract. Like, no one really proved to me that they can really be a full-time quarterback at that
Oh.
age. Like, I'm glad, I'm happy for them that they're still good enough to go out there and kind of do it a little bit, but get out of here. Like it's over, Johnny.
Yeah, it's really nice when like a
Especially
dog.
when you're talking about the caliber of athletes that are on,
Yeah.
the other team. It's like one thing. It's just like, oh, they'd kick your ass. Well, yeah, whatever, man. Like I that's a dumb argument. Like he'd be better than you in a backyard football game. No
Yes.
shit,
Yeah.
Sherlock.
Well, have him do some architecture. Shut the fuck up. You're stupid. No, but it's like what you said though, like as soon as you go, well, I'm happy to see him like doing their thing or glad to see him doing their thing. Well, it's also like, you see those dog races where they can't use their back legs, so they hook them up in little wheelchairs. Yeah, it's cool. Oh, look, they're happy. It's still sad. It's still not good. You're just prolonging the inevitable. So yeah, that is criminal to think, or it's criminal that it happens that this guy's gonna get that much money, and that Aaron Rodgers, the most overhyped quarterback in NFL history, could actually command $30 million based off of what? Blowing his Achilles out for the Jets, coming back doing dick all again, oh, then doing dick all again. Maybe I put too many dick holes in there. He hasn't done
Yeah.
squat. He
Yeah, I
hasn't done
mean,
shit since he won the Super Bowl, except throw a bunch of throw the ball around in the weakest division in the NFL. Oh, it used to be. So fuck him.
he had a good season with the Steelers, I would say. But also, again, he's 43 and I have eyeballs and am watching what Lamar Jackson does, what Josh Allen does, what Drake May does, and there's a difference there. There is a clear difference that the older guys are lacking in the dynamic department.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to back off a little bit because I just looked up Jared Goff's salary. He's going to make $55 million this year.
Yeah.
So 32 million for an aging average quarterback is actually market price. Like there's something wrong. I'm sorry. I know the quarterback's the most important position, blah 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 blah, right? Well,
That's why I guess that's a after I saw the math and I thought about Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, oh yeah, this number isn't like it's still wild because again, I don't think Kirk Cousins is worth that. I don't know why you sign him to that term.
Yeah.
You know, like he was a free agent. Like you can sign him to a 3-year contract. Like
That's oh yeah. How it started was who's his agent? It can't be Drew Rosenhaus, right?
I thought that's who it was, honestly. I thought that's what I saw in the headline from Yahoo earlier today.
Let's see.
So,
How rich is that guy? Oh no, it's Mike McCartney.
Oh, okay. Well, he did a good job then.
Yeah, because he's like, if that's the same agent, I'm not going to bother looking this up, but remember, Cousins' deal for the Vikings was fully guaranteed. That was unheard of. So, yeah, so it's like, and even the Atlanta one, I believe, is fully guaranteed as well. So they cut him. He still gets all that money, I believe. Like that's the big thing. Like that's the not the genius of him, but that is
The
the
genius
reality
of
of
his
it.
agent.
Yeah. To forget, well, I mean, football does get kind of screwed in that respect. You get cut, you're cut. Like no more money, unless you got your signing bonus, whatever else. So I don't begrudge these guys for doing that, so God. So all right, it's always been like the conundrum with me. Like these guys like Jared Goff's getting paid $50 million a year, right? And then they go, well, we don't have enough money to hold on to these other guys. Well, I really want to win. Then do something about it. Like stop
Yeah,
taking so much money. It's that easy.
there is an easy solution to this to help out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do understand honestly that especially in the NFL, it is not always as well reported. A lot of these top guys do end up restructuring their deals over the lifespan of
Yeah.
them to help out the salary cap. But there is definitely a I heard someone talking about, and I think it was another thing that Yahoo brought up about how bad the tanking is in the NBA right now.
What, the
And
ratings?
I don't know about ratings,
Oh, it's not
but
good. So,
evidently there are like half the teams are just like, F it, we're just trying to get the best draft pick we can. And either intentionally not playing well, coaches self-sabotaging themselves, not playing certain people. There's definitely like Yeah, that's a weird cultural dynamic that I definitely do not understand, and to me does not seem to extend to football and or hockey, quite frankly. You might have a bad team. I'm not sure anyone's really tanking in football.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, even the Raiders, they were still playing Geno Smith, Like they didn't even bother playing the second string to see if he was worth a shit anymore.
They did. They
Or
played
did they?
Kenny Pickett. They ca played Kenny Pickett for like one or
Oh.
two games and
Well,
said,
they
"Oh,
already knew.
this was a bad choice,
Yeah.
Geno Smith, sir, get back in here." So yeah, they were at least somewhat, even though they were not a good football team, they were attempting to win. There's definitely a big difference between tanking and just not being
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. I mean, for the ticket prices, if, all right, our team's like sitting people, not playing them, not trying, giving all effort, but that ticket price doesn't go down. That
Oh.
TV money deal, that money's not changing. So it's like, yeah, you are stealing. And I don't want to hear it, but we're preparing for like baseball, real notorious for that. Like teams trading away everybody, just going, this and this, and then like, because Houston did
Well,
it and it's worked out very well. I know what you're gonna say, but
well
I know.
I feel like there are other problems in baseball that are bigger than that.
That's the big one though, is, well, besides what their TV deals or
Yeah,
where
the
do we want to
TV
start?
deals, if you want to do the open payroll, like I can't bitch about it too much because I do watch international soccer also, which does n not in fact have a salary cap. But yeah, there's a lot of haves and have-nots, or at least I think I mentioned it before. At least Tony Khan, led Fulham Football Club there over in the English Premier League is been a favorite of mine for quite some time at this point, because they had a lot. Well, they brought over Brian McBride from the Columbus Crew way back in the day, so that's why I started rooting for them. But they just kind of exist to stay in the English Premier League because there's more money just in the top league than there is in the sub leagues. But they're never legitimately gonna push for the championship, and it's just one of those things that sometimes you're just when there is not a salary cap, it's just like, okay, especially with baseball, like right now, it's just like, okay, like I can't blame the Dodgers for doing what they're doing. Like, it's one of those, hey, this is the system, and they're taking advantage of it. Like, I don't know. Like, as much as I hate it, I'm like, oh, it is what it is here.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, like, especially with the Tigers right now. Like, Tarik Skubal, this is his contract year, right?
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's like finding out, I don't know, I'm always torn on this sort of stuff, because if it's me and I can get the most money out of something, I'm getting the most, but then there's that competitive part where you go, yeah, but this seems really good. Like, why would I leave? Like, it's like, when does it come down to championships over money? And
It feels like the money comes first more times than not, honestly.
it always does for these
And
guys. I mean,
pretty much all sports. Like, I
yeah.
do think that there is at least more of a culture in hockey. Not that I'm saying it's to everyone, but there are
Right.
crazy people like Sidney Crosby who's still like, yeah, just pay me $8.7 million because I'm super superstitious. And it's just like, dude, like you could be making like double that if you want to, and it
Yeah.
still fit into the salary cap just fine. And he's just like, nah, dog, that's okay. I'm superstitious. And it's just like, okay. But they, I mean, he is an example that is, few and far between, even to me within hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of the time it's just a gesture of like they feel disrespected that they weren't offered like the maximum, and it's like, well, we have business too, dude. Like, especially football. We're playing Aaron Rodgers, $45 million this year to throw nothing, to do nothing. Oh, well, I got to go somewhere else. Well, why don't you take less money to stay? Why don't you do a better fucking deal with him? You know, like. It's stuff like that, but I don't know, man. When you're on a really good team and you're a part of it, you're playing all the time. It's like, and we don't deal with this, obviously. All right. Well, you're only going to make $30 million this year instead of 20. And it's like, that's still $20 million, dude. You know, you're not, I don't think your tax bracket's going to change. So, you know what I mean? Like,
it is definitely a tough pill to swallow for two people that probably will not sniff a
No.
million to total dollars of earned income over their lives. So, it's still a rough one to take a look at in that
Yeah.
scope of things,
Yeah.
'cause it's just like, whew, man, you've already been set and you're like really, really set now.
Yeah. But then again, being in that position, like someone's like, oh, if I won the lottery, I'd do this, I'd give it to charity. And I'm like, not me. Hell no. I got stuff to do. Well, if you won $1 billion, you don't understand. You don't understand who I am then. So yeah, we'd be doing this face to face because we could fly on our private jets to a podcast studio somewhere. I don't care if one person listens. Do you really need all these expense? Yes, tax write-offs, absolutely. So, yeah, no, there's no superhero story for me. So, nope. Pay me.
Yeah, and that's what these
Yeah.
players are thinking
Yeah.
pretty much all the time. Just hey, I'm pretty much gonna take maximum dollar here, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's especially in the NFL, you got to take it while you can. I think hockey is guaranteed money, right?
Yeah,
Isn't
that
it?
is the biggest thing about the NFL is that I believe it's the level of non-guaranteed money, but that has started to swing a little bit, at least for the upper echelon, I would say, have gotten more guaranteed money recently.
Yeah, no, baseball. Isn't Bobby Bonilla like the? It's not even a joke. He is still getting paid, but $1 million
Yes.
every year for. But there's somebody else that was. Isn't there somebody else that's been going longer than that?
I
Was it
don't
Bruce
believe
Sutter?
so.
I think it was Bruce Sutter was getting paid. He either finally finished or he got paid longer than Bobby Bonilla did. It was
No, that
something
is
like that.
wild.
Yes.
Yeah, I was unaware of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Always a little bit happy to hear about Mr. Bonilla every now and again. Having been a childhood favorite and all,
Yeah,
so.
just wild. He goes to New York and he just tanked. That was crazy. Same National League. I don't get it. But well, speaking of tank, what do we want to start with this week? Should we start with AEW because we got cut off by the storms in your area?
Yeah, why don't we do that? My bell time beer relates more to NXT anyway, so we can save that for the back
Okay.
half.
Yeah. What do we, I don't know. Wait, one overall observation. There were very long matches on AEW, but didn't it seem like overall there were less matches?
It seemed like a really funky layout to this whole show for whatever reason. Like, I did kind of notice that watching it today, where I was just like, the flow of the show felt different than it typically does.
Yes, that opening segment with Jericho and then going into Kenny and MJF, and then for whatever reason, putting Speedball, inserting Speedball into this nonsense.
Well, I don't know how you can get past Chris Jericho that quickly,
No, I'm just saying, like,
quite
I'm just saying, like,
frankly.
they don't usually do that with what, 20
Oh.
minutes of talking? Like, that's.
Yeah, like it was really weird that they did kind of a transition within the segment. 'Cause I mean, it started off weird with Tony Schiavone in the ring. They let him announce the contract signing, and then Jericho comes out. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And
Like, Tony Schiavone never should have announced, or like, just he shouldn't have finished announcing both competitors for the match before he got cut off. And they had two different gaffes where he just looked backstage, like, what the fuck is going on back there? I don't know if they were trying to surprise him that Chris Jericho was popping out. I feel like you can't really do that, quite frankly,
Yeah.
in this day and age.
Well, Jericho apparently was sitting in his car before he came out. That's what he said. He had a video up. I'm like, hey, I mean, that's fine. I'm not bagging. Like, I know what you're saying. It's like, well, Tony Schiavone's just a shill, anyways. And it's like, okay, hey, maybe he was acting, you know? It's like, Tony, you were never acting. So, you know?
He is not, he was not the guy. He did not have a Sting moment. He, I feel like they keep on clinging to that. Like, he's going to somehow replicate that. And it's just like, it, A, was bad to start with. B, is not going to get replicated.
Yeah, but I guess we need to start with Jericho, huh? Since he started the show.
Yeah. He came back in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So, this is what should be extremely friendly territory. And oh boy,
I'm
that was underwhelming
okay.
given the situation.
All right, I'm glad it wasn't just me. All right.
No, that like it wasn't bad. Like, everyone sang his entrance, or at least most people sang his entrance. But then when he was just there, kind of soaking it up, it was weird. Like, I know that you and I talked about, oh, this guy just needs time off TV. And it's really weird because, and you kind of mentioned it, AEW is so match centric. This segment was not match centric since it was all kind of talking, or at least him wandering around doing nothing.
You're trying to get the crowd to
Which,
cheer.
well, yeah, I guess that's
Yes.
what was happening, and it was failing. Well, again, I guess tepid response. A year away from the ring did not do him any good. And oh, and that was the point I was going to get to too. Like, AEW's crowd is like a match crowd, you know what I mean? And Chris Jericho, especially at this point in his life, is not going to provide that.
Well, his matches weren't the problem. I know what you're saying. Like,
Well, he definitely does not wrestle the AEW style.
I think they've definitely evolved out from him. Like, you see everything's just dropping everybody on their head. Or sitting here doing karate poses for no goddamn reason. Four karate poses in 30 seconds. Yes, I went back and watched. This guy sucks. So, anyways, we'll get to him later. But yeah, I think yeah, he's just they've evolved out of his style. And at 50, what,
Oh,
54? What, how old is he? I mean, he's not young.
I believe something in that vicinity.
Now, I mean,
He
he
is.
looks, he's 55, so he'll be 56 this year. Now, I mean, he looks to be in great shape. Cool. That was a problem he was having. I just saw that, like, you're right. He needed time off. And it's like, I think it was too long. And especially in your home country, you know? And
Notoriously loud crowds in Canada to me, whenever people are in Canada.
yeah.
You
Well,
know,
they didn't
like
give two shits about Speedball. I mean, for obvious reasons too, but like they kept saying he's the
I feel
hometown
like he did better than Jericho, actually.
boy. Not at the end, he didn't. Because Kenny's like picking him up, like, come on, this is your guy. And they're all like, oh, yeah. Well, we saw a guy pose for 20 minutes, so we're a little bored with him. Anyways, I can't wait to get to that match.
Well, I mean, we have gotten to it already
Yeah,
because you
but
can't stay away from
it was so
it.
cringy. It's so cringe. And I felt bad for, I actually felt bad for Chris Jericho in this. Because he got in that ring, he's like, come on. And they're like, yeah. And as soon as he stopped, they're like, all right. And then, hey, I'm Chris Jericho and I'm home. Yeah. Cue the music. So when we start singing.
And that was the weirdest part too. I don't think the wrestling style suits him anymore. There isn't anyone that I'm like on their roster that I'm like, yeah, I really want to see Jericho fight that guy. I feel like you can pull that off in the WWE. If he just has a handful of matches to send him off.
Yeah, which is what Meltzer was reporting they wanted. They just wanted it to be like a retirement tour sort of thing. And he wasn't interested. So,
I don't blame them,
no.
honestly. Him full time is just not something that I think is really in the works anymore. Like, it's really weird that Jericho really seems to be hanging on to this thing longer than he needs to, honestly.
And I think that's why I said in our group chat, he's like, I told Chris, like, he's a man without a country. Like, he doesn't fit AEW. And honestly, looking at WWE, where's he fitting there? Is he gonna, like, is he gonna fight Roman, Punk, Cody? Like, is there, like,
Yeah, I mean
you know,
that would be
okay.
the competition, but also he's going to be eating L's every time.
Yeah, it's like, but it's also like, God, another older guy inserted into the top stuff. Like, hey, they got a problem. All their champions are over 40. I think all the singles men champions are all over 40. I'm not sure how old the Usos are. So, but it's
Oh.
like, good
Well, they're
God.
not champions anymore, so. Because it's Logan Paul and, what's his name?
Austin,
Austin
oh, that's
Theory.
right. Yes. So that would definitely qualify as under 50 or under 40.
I believe Austin Theory is still somewhat young at this point.
Yes.
He's been around the WWE longer than I probably would have thought at this point, quite
Yeah.
frankly.
But yeah, it just doesn't seem like he fits anywhere. It's weird, and maybe he'll
Oh, yeah.
prove us wrong, but it didn't seem like he reinvented himself this time. Like, he always comes out with something different. He just came out with what, bedazzled loafers or the cowboy boots, like skinny jeans and a purple sequin jacket. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
And I'm not quite sure why, as much as I do like Nigel McGuinness, overall as an announcer, he's like, oh, the demo god is back. And I'm like, isn't that like at least three iterations of Chris Jericho ago? Like, why are we using that moniker in this
Yeah.
situation?
Yeah, are they gonna acknowledge the learning tree? You know, like is
Oh,
that went nowhere? You know, so yeah,
yeah.
it's
It
just an odd
was a
pairing, and
strange one
maybe
to reach back to.
yeah, but it's like it's just an odd pairing, and maybe they'll be proven wrong, but I mean, I don't know, and I did feel kind of bad, like that crowd wasn't that into it at first. Yes, singing, yes. And then after that, just oh no, by the way, why
Yeah,
did
like
they
you
have
said.
that poor old guy singing the song? Oh, I was like, what are you doing with that guy? Like, just cut to something else. But and then they like, and this is everybody, by the way, going to people just standing there, like doing a crowd shot, and the guy's just going, "Whoa, is that really Jericho?" Like, go to someone else.
Oh, yeah,
What are you seeing in your monitors that you'd pick that shot?
they seemingly did it made a lot of bad choices.
Yeah. I mean, WWE does it too, but, you know, I'm not talking about them right now. So, but yeah,
They're
just.
at least smart enough to get off the shot quicker than this.
Yes, that's very true. But everyone's so obsessed with finding the shot, right? Like the Black Eye at WrestleMania when Taker lost, or, well, even. What was his
They
name?
want
Brock
Les,
Lesnar guy?
Brock Lesnar
Yeah.
guy. Like everyone, Ms. Girl, there for a while. Everyone wants that kind of iconic reaction, but I think the days, well, I don't know. I shouldn't really say the days of iconic moments like that aren't going to happen. But oh boy, it's very few and far between.
Yeah.
As you know, crowd shots over both shows, like you said. Like I don't think there's one show where I haven't gone like, why did you go to that person? Like, what were we doing here?
Yeah, oh yeah, yes, every show does that. Yeah. But like the old guy saying, I was like, oh man, don't do that to that poor gentleman. He didn't ask for that. But then yeah, but then that this just
Yes, he
leads.
did. He was like first row,
Yeah, true. I thought it was his dad at first. I was like, oh, okay, but
so isn't he dead?
I don't know. That was the thing. I was like, I don't
Pretty
think it
sure he
is. I'm like,
is.
is it? Is it Ted Irvine? Yeah. So I mean, that wasn't even being smart ass. I just really did think it was probably his dad. And then, no, it's 81. Oh, that might have actually been him. Looking at the picture, that might have actually been him. Okay, well, that makes sense why they had him singing. Okay, so, but
Yeah, did not
I take it all
recognize him.
back.
I don't feel like they put a graphic down there. If they said something, I missed it.
No,
I
they didn't.
will say that much.
Yeah, but
Oh
no.
boy.
Then we had a contract signing where apparently Kenny Omega's a ticking time bomb is going to explode. I didn't like that. I'm like,
It's really weird. I'm not saying that there's got to be like complete parallels to the situation because it's medicine, God only knows. But Brock Lesnar had diverticulitis like 15 years ago when he was still in the UFC, you know? And that man is still doing just fine.
Yeah, well, it's also, two different people. Because Brock even said he was on that one interview. He was like, yeah, I got punched, and that totally made me change my perspective of things. Like, yeah, enough of this. But then he still had money. He still had fights on his contract. So it's like, I'm going to make that money. But, which, by the
Oh,
way,
yeah,
on a
I
quick
had not
aside,
heard that.
Brock Lesnar saying that he's still wrestling to pay the bills for his kids. And it's like, are you horrible with money? Because I mean,
Hey, would not be the first athlete to not be smart with money.
yeah, it was like, well, his daughter's a monster shot putter, and his kid apparently is a monster hockey player. So
Yes, and I definitely made the joke that even Brock Lesnar needs extra money if his kid's playing
Yep.
hockey, because that shit is that was expensive when we were young. Considering the growth in other sports, I have not paid attention to hockey equipment. I'm assuming those prices have gone up about the same amount as equipment for other
Yeah.
sports. So, oh boy, that stuff's probably expensive as all shit
Yeah.
now.
Not including ice time and everything, but yeah, I just I don't know. I know it's MJF probably exaggerating, but I was just like, do we really need a near death thing? Like,
It seems like a weird angle to take in this whole situation. You
yeah.
know, I don't feel like it does anyone any good. Especially when Kenny Omega's like, oh yeah, like everyone's violating HIPAA laws. I
I
did
did. I
kind of
got a
get,
laugh out of
I'm like, okay, at least they're kind of acknowledging the ridiculousness of what's going on here.
that,
Because it's just like, yeah, this is a weird choice, especially when Kenny's like, oh yeah, I got your doctor's advice too, and it's just like, huh?
yeah.
Fuck is going on here? What weird setup is this?
And I assist in the in the chat as well. Why was Omega not wearing a shirt the entire show? What was that about?
Well, I thought it was weird at first that he came out in the segment in wrestling gear and MJF was in a suit. But then it made sense since he was in the six-man tag match right after the contract signing. Where it got weird to me was when he came out for commentary during the main
Yes.
event and sat there in a pair of shorts and shirtless.
Yeah.
That part it's a choice, as I
Yes.
will usually put it.
I was like, what's going on here? But
Yeah, this is the EVP needs to be flexing on TV, evidently.
I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so I was like, all right, we're fine. It's fine. Like, this match didn't need it. I did kind of like the explanation that MJF was like, you want to know why? Like, all of a sudden you're so worried about being champion again. And it's like, oh, okay.
Oh,
That was a nice
yeah.
acknowledgement, but then,
You could have just done that and said that I know your career is shortened because of the injury. Like, even if you take a slightly different angle to this, it's just like, oh, okay, this makes a lot more sense now. Like, you didn't need to go with Kenny's a ticking time bomb. Like,
Yeah, not at all.
just a skosh to the left here, and we can resolve problems. Yeah,
Yeah.
they make it they make it feel like it's rocket science sometimes. I don't know
Yeah.
why.
And then what, we just had the sixth man after this?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
next. Like, so nothing happened.
Yeah,
So who cares?
it was a 17-minute six-man match that not a whole lot happened.
Nope.
Willow said that she was going to have an open challenge. I am behind on Collision and I'm watching the open challenge right now as we talk.
Okay, good. I want you to see who it is. So the open challenge is cool.
Oh, you know what? I did see this
Yeah.
news.
But
I follow her on YouTube and she put up a lot of content while she was gone from AEW. I will say that much.
yeah, but and my thing is, she looks downgraded to me. Like, she doesn't have the same look now. And I don't know. Like, Jamie Hayter's never recovered from changing her look. Like, she,
Oh.
I know what she's going for. It's not working. So, which,
Yeah, and even that tag team,
oof.
right intentions, execution is just not really there for me.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like they don't have room for them really in the singles division, so put them in a tag team, but
Yeah. Okay. That
Yeah, I
about
mean,
covers
Sheeta,
that
yeah, Sheeta definitely has the different outfit situation going on here.
Yeah, I think her hair is different too. So.
Yeah, she definitely has a different look, but yeah, she's really been gone a long ass time because
Yeah.
I'm not listening to the commentary. And
It's
I
almost
did
2 years,
forget.
I think.
Wow.
'Cause she took off, then had visa issues, and it's been going on and on and on. So,
Yeah,
but
like I said, I follow her YouTube page, and she was busy with some content creating in the meantime here,
gotta get some other income coming in. So,
including
but
so
what was
yeah,
after six? I don't
there
even
was that.
remember.
There was the
Oh, was that Darby
Christian
Allin thing? Oh.
Christy Christian and Copeland going into FTR's locker room and finding Rocky Romero and Trent Barretta just back from injury, and he gets beaten up because he's Trent
Yeah,
Barretta.
well, they're part of the Don Callis family too, so
Yep.
I'm sure that's going to tie into it somehow.
Yep.
Oh, and also, you forgot. Don't forget, Christian Cage was going to hit Renee with a chair.
Yeah, we did skip by that one.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like, all right.
Yeah, that one's silly. I did laugh that Renee did her weekly at ringside announcement for PAC this week,
Yes.
so he was at least related. Good news for everyone, she did the at ringside and pretending not to acknowledge my husband on Collision tonight.
Then,
Vic.
did you see
Yet
that she did a whole.
again, she always does it. When he's on the show, she always does that segment from the crowd for whatever reason. I don't know when they started doing this or why
Yeah.
they decided it needed to be a thing, but it's definitely a thing at this point. Like they've done it like a month straight, basically.
I think it's been longer than that. I mean, I
Oh,
think it's been going on a
okay.
long time. So I always thought it was
Yep.
going to turn into an angle of sorts.
It's
So
turned in a whole lot of nothing.
yeah, it keeps doing it. So, but no, yeah, and this is when Pac attacks, or Pac
Osprey.
attack, yeah, Ospreay on the ramp. And the doctor's like, no, you can't go. You know, your neck's not ready yet. And I'm like, what? He wrestled last week. It was fine. Like, what are we talking about here? And then he goes, no, blows off the doctors and goes and wrestles anyways. And I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Like, it's the frustration with this company. They don't get it. Like, you have like, oh, well, they're not medically cleared. And he just goes, fuck it. Yeah, I am. And gets in the ring. Well, what are we doing?
Yeah, you need to be unsanctioned at that point.
Yeah, yes.
Or some type of I know what problems I'm getting into if something happens.
Yeah, that's a sign of waiver or
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
some type of waiver
Yeah. But I mean, this match was
situation.
fine. Like, there's a lot of cool spots, but that's what Will Ospreay matches are. There's no psychology. It's just, let's just do a bunch of stuff. The end. Out of nowhere.
Yep, that was well, this one I kind of liked how he just Pac has lost so much, he needs help during a match, honestly. And Will Ospreay really selling the neck injury during this match helped Pac look okay. Even though he just ate another L, because that's all Pac does
Yeah,
pretty
he never
much.
wins. So, well, the only guy in that whole group that wins is Moxley.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because I mean, they kept
I think
Claudio.
Claudio wins in ROH, but nobody sees that, so who knows if it really happened.
Well, what was funny is Claudio lost the CMLL title. They kept him off TV for a week. He's on Dynamite. They didn't even acknowledge it. Unless it was on Collision and I missed it. But it's like, okay. But yeah, Moxley's the only one that wins.
Yeah.
It's the worst faction ever. Like,
They
the Oddities
are
won as a group more.
it's John Moxley and a bunch of losers.
Yeah. Now, that being said, the end of the match, and then, the two pawns come in and start beating on him. And then Claudio comes in looking like an evil bastard, too. Just that slow, like Frankenstein's monster, like Jason walk. He's gonna like take him out. Moxley's like, no, don't do it. And he goes, I like this part where he's like, I like the words when Moxley's
Oh.
like, look around. There's six of us. What did you think was gonna happen? And I'm like, that's the fairest thing he said. And then he just doesn't
Yeah.
know when to stop. He had to keep talking. It's like,
the after, 'cause I'm trying to remember what happened after or what he said after
so
that.
he said, the next time you want to do this, don't, or like think with your head or something, right? And then he pauses. I'm like, get out of the goddamn ring. That's a great way to end it. Just leave, leave, leave. And he says something else.
Oh,
And it's like,
yeah,
oh.
it wasn't personal. And he
Yeah.
told Ospreay not to make it personal.
Yes. And then he just had to go and say something else. Like, man, that's always Moxley's thing. He always hits that peak. And he's like, now I got some more to say. And it goes straight down. You're like, quit while you're ahead, man.
I guess I had not necessarily noticed
Oh, yeah.
that problem.
He always
But
has.
yeah, I didn't think too much of this one. I just thought it was kind of one of those dicky heel
Yeah.
comments to make after six people just beat up one. Just like, how do you not, I believe the announcers sold it. How do you not make that personal when you get your ass handed to you
Yeah.
by a giant group of people?
Yeah, but it's like this. I mean, this was fine. It's a good rub to, add to the match. So good. I enjoyed it. Like, nice. So.
But yeah, back to back 17-minute matches, by the way.
All right. Well, that's
And
what they
then
do.
there was the six woman tag team match. Tekla, Sky Blue, Julie Hart, Mina Shirakawa, Jamie Hayter, and Alexa Windsor.
She's kind of gotten away from that, thankfully, because that's awful. And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of hers still, so it's like whatever.
Yeah, there's still something missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Hayter insisting on being that mod look is holding back her, probably her tag team partner, honestly, even
Yeah.
in this situation. Like, it's
Well,
just like, I just scrap the look. Like, I know you kind of dig it, but it's not really working for anyone.
yeah, but what cracks me up though is this goes back to Collision last week. Tekla's in the crowd with the Sisters of Sin, and she was basically pulling an Asuka, saying no one's ready for Tekla and no one's ready for the Sisters of Sin. I was like, have you seen their win-loss record? Everyone is more than ready for the Sisters of Sin. And then who ate the L? Was it Sky Blue? Because it wasn't Tekla getting pinned, was it? I don't
Julia
remember.
Hart
Yeah.
ate the
Yeah.
loss.
So I know they have heaters, right? But these two don't win.
They could use a win slightly more frequently than they have been shown on. Like, because even most of their tag team matches, they haven't won.
Yeah.
You
Yes.
know,
They're the tag team. They never win.
Yeah, it's really strange how poorly they've done even as a team. I don't feel like they've given them an easy W along the way. Oh yeah, because I think they've already lost to the Brawling Birds already, haven't they?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Okay, well, that one's still 8.5 minutes. So,
Of whatever, like I
well, I'm just saying that because you were talking about it, like the
yeah.
opening segment was a lot of talking, and then it was just long match with, kind of a small segment in there. And then it's, I mean, 9 minutes or 8.5 minutes is not the shortest match, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's like, have you seen a
Yeah.
title get more devalued when it's not on Toni Storm than the women's title? I mean, Tekla's fine, but who cares? There's no elevation. I mean, as much as I like Statlander, she didn't do anything for it.
I mean, they didn't really give her much of a chance,
Right.
honestly.
Yeah.
And I, as much as their women's division has improved, the writing of it still has not really,
Yeah.
like I feel like they have enough bodies to have a better, deeper division. But yeah, I mean, we. And I guess I kind of talked about it with Jamie Hayter could still be a singles person, but she's just in a tag team right now. Like, I feel like they have room for her as a singles wrestler. But they just can't seem to put it together. And ironically enough, too, I did kind of laugh to see that, speaking of star power lacking in AEW right now to fight for said championship, Mercedes Moné down to one belt, I believe, was what I was reading earlier today. But she ha I mean, she has been a non-factor for I don't know how many months now, and that's someone that, especially with Toni Storm out for an extended time
The rest of the
period
year. Yeah.
at this juncture, yeah, there are times where I feel like Tony Khan needs to be like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I'm overruling you losing the Czech championship.
I see, my thing is, I think I was where I was going with this is that title needs Mercedes Moné to come back.
Yeah.
Tekla's not it. And
Well, she just hasn't. Who do you build her up with? Like,
yeah.
she did. Like, that's the problem is that the only build up is beating the champion.
Yeah. 'Cause
You
is
know,
there
like,
any other
there's
singles
not
women's
a.
feuds?
Not that I can think of, because there
No.
isn't even like I know that it was getting bad there for a while, but you can't even beat like a Nyla Rose to get some type of credibility, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like they have a good stepping stone woman that they have in the singles division right now. And
No.
Tekla didn't get to beat anyone like that. They were just like, well, you're next in line here against Stat, so here you go.
Yeah, and you
This
made
is
Stat look stupid in the meantime. So I want a bull rope match and loses. And I want this, I want 2 out of 3 falls match, loses. Like,
and gets herself whipped the night before a 2-on-3 match
yes.
for reasons unbeknownst to any human being ever.
Yeah,
People didn't go and try to kill themselves and gouge their own eyes out and then go to war the next day, you big dumb dumb.
so it's like, okay, they ran through stat. I mean,
Yeah,
talking about
but
the
I mean that's
women,
all
though.
she had. I guess I need to look at their roster, their women's
Yeah, I
roster.
was thinking the same, but it's like, all right, Mercedes comes back. And it has to be like a redemption sort of thing. Yeah. You know what? I had it all at the top, and losing the TBS title, or not, or I can't remember when the last time she was around. Is it when she lost the TBS title?
I believe so.
So there's the story. She lost it and then decided she's gonna, like, rediscover herself or whatever. And in the
Yeah,
meantime,
she's doing a
she's been
reboot.
plummeted. And the only way to get it back is to get after the one title in AEW she doesn't have. I was like, okay, the crowd will cheer for her. And there we go.
Holy smokes. That was wild scrolling through the men to get to the women.
No.
They did not have a pull down tab here.
Oh,
Wow, man. Just even this first, the top three rows here, five women per row. Windsor, Anna Jay, Athena, Britt Baker, Deonna Purrazzo. The only one of them that makes regular TV appearances is Windsor. Diamante, Emi Sakura, Harley Cameron, Hikaru Shida, Haiyan. Not sure who Haiyan is. So Harley Cameron, as much as I like her, she is not a step, like the stepping stone that we need to have. Jamie Hayter, Julia Hart, Camille, who I believe is injured.
No, she was, I think that, and then she was also doing that American Gladiators reboot.
Okay. So she might have reasons to be out. Karen Jarrett, evidently listed on their roster. Chris Statlander. So Statlander already used is a stepping stone.
Yep.
There's Layla Gray,
Yeah.
Lena Cross, Madison Rayne listed on their roster.
Oh, she already said she's retired, so.
Marina Shafir, Maya World. I guess you could call Marina Shafir a stepping stone within that group.
I guess. I mean, she
But
lost to
she's
Toni
another
Storm
one.
already, so.
Yeah, she kind of loses a lot. Lena Cross, too new. Maybe that could end up happening, but don't really want that happening either. Megan Bain, Mercedes Moné, Mina Shirakawa, Mother Wayne, Nyla Rose.
Ugh.
Maybe the
Boy, talk
best
about
row.
star at the top and just plummeting. Like, poor Nyla Rose. The next match I know that she has is at Effie's Big Gay Brunch. I don't know what else she's been doing
Yeah, not
besides falling
not
out of
com
favor.
completely sure what went on there. Penelope Ford,
Interesting story there. She may not be with him anymore.
oh, well, she's definitely had her injury problems, which has not helped her career out at all. Persephone, Queen Aminata, injury problems. Rebel, I do not think
Very.
she is ever coming back.
No, hopefully she comes back just in general.
Yep, wishing her good health in
Yeah,
her
it was
fighting
rough.
against cancer. Red Velvet, ROH, Women's TV Champion. Hey, they have used ROH champions too many times, honestly, to put people over. So I suppose that could have been a Tekla win.
I guess I
So we're starting to run out here. Riho, Ruby Soho, Serena Deeb, Sky Blue, Tay Mello. If
don't
I
think
guess,
most of those even wrestle anymore.
I guess if it was, well, Sky Blue, yes. Tay Mello has not been on TV for a little while again after coming back
Yeah, there are rumors
after.
her and Anna Jay are both gone, or are going to be rumors.
Yeah, well, I don't think they really have a spot in WWE, so good luck to them doing whatever they're gonna do. So then it's Taya Valkyrie, Tekla herself, Thunder Rosa, Toni Storm, Willow Nightingale. You could have used Willow Nightingale in this type of a situation, but obviously she's another champion. So thankfully they were smart enough not to do that for a change. And hey, you could have positioned Taya Valkyrie for something, but she has been as much of or more of an afterthought in AEW than she was in NXT,
Yeah,
which is
they relegated
a
her to
statement.
ROH. Yeah.
That is quite a
Well,
statement.
same thing with Gianna Perrazzo. She left TNA. She had what
Oh.
a quick feud with Toni Storm, where she got buried because no one was going to boo Toni Storm. She's been in
Oh, it's
ROH and nowhere ever since. She's good.
Southern New Hampshire University commercials, that's where
Yeah,
she's been.
at House of Glory, she's been at some of those too, yes. So,
And last two women on the AEW roster, Yuka Sakazaki and Zeta Steele. They are
Zeta
not
Steele, yes.
they but what we've maybe named three people that could
Yeah.
be help put Tekla over kind of a position
Yeah.
within the whole women's roster. It's really hard to be a credible champion when there's no one to be credible about.
Yeah.
They have definitely improved, but there is just no, there's Toni Storm and there's everyone else.
Yeah. Yes. Because everybody else is just, I'll give Tekla credit. She does stand out. But it's like,
I like her a lot. I like her attitude because that to me stands out too. Like there aren't enough hard ass women, and she presents very well in that department.
Yeah. But all right, what else is going on here? We gotta get to NXT still.
Main event really was the only thing, and you definitely did your part to assassinate your good buddy
I
Steamboat
mean,
Mike
holy
Bailey
God,
already.
dude.
It's a 16-minute match, but again,
That was only 16 minutes? That motherfucker posed for 47 minutes. What are we talking about? He
it
can't
was
do him. Go ahead.
shorter than the two other long matches.
He can't do a move without going in to some sort of praying motion or some sort of setup Karate Kid nonsense. Like, oh, it's so bad. I listen, I remember Speedball. When I pulled that marathon where I watched like everything that was on Triller or YouTube or wherever I
Oh.
could find WrestleMania weekend, right?
Yep.
I saw a ton of his matches. And I remember telling you guys, no, this guy's gonna do something. But he was good.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I have no idea who this guy is. He stinks. That cringy spinning karate kick stuff that missed. And then he does the up kick. And it's like, and he's just like holding like Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I'm like, fuck off. It's slow as shit. And then you do one move. And it's like, oh. Every time he's like, he makes a reverse, but he's got to make sure and go, do something. Just do something. God, tick fucking tock, dude. We don't need a 10-minute overrun if you just do your move. Oh.
You love the AEW style, sir.
Yeah,
I will say
no. Hey, MJF was
that.
great in this. When he buried him with the pile driver on the outside, I was like, oh, wow, that sucks. That's got to be the end. Then he does, I can't remember what he calls it.
The heat seeker.
Yeah. And that pinned him. I was like, okay. No, I thought MJF was very good in this. And
Well, I was certainly glad that was the way the match ended. I'm like,
yes, I was.
just knowing how AEW is, I'm like, he's gonna kick out of this nonsense. Like,
That's what I was
honestly,
waiting
that
for.
thought crossed my head, where is just like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe this might not be the end. And then thankfully it was, so crisis averted, I suppose. But
Yeah.
yeah, wow. That was yeah. MJF is pretty good at his job.
I'm starting to wonder if MJF is going to lose to Kenny Omega, because he doesn't usually wrestle this much on TV, and it's almost like, all right, we're just going to get him out there. And I just like watching this match. I'm looking at this, and they kept saying, you know, if Speedball wins this match, he gets the first shot of for whoever wins between Kenny Omega and MJF. And you already knew he Speedball wasn't winning, but.
Yeah, nice wrinkle to throw in. This was one where and we had talked about it a little bit, where they have given people some wins in these contender matches recently. So
But
there was at least some plausibility to the fact that he might win. I didn't think he was going to win either,
no, of
but
course not. Because can you
they
imagine?
gave us enough line recently to make you believe it.
Yeah, I'm not sure when I never for one second thought he was going to win. But when they kept reiterating that he would get the first shot at the title after Kenny Omega and MJF, I immediately went, there is no chance he's winning this, because there is no chance you're headlining a pay-per-view with Mike Speedball Bailey versus Kenny Omega or MJF. No chance. That is never going to happen.
Oh,
No
well,
way. The awkward.
I hope we get to revisit this conversation sometime later just to laugh at you.
Oh,
It'll be the
God.
only reason that
Oh.
I will be amused to have this situation
Can
happen.
you imagine that's on your poster? Like the awkwardness of Speedball, like just seeping through in all four colors, like just trash. He's fine for a TV match. That's it. Like,
I
I don't know
definitely
what
did not
happened.
like this match as much as was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I thought he had a really good match with someone. Did not enjoy this one quite as much,
No. And then I was
honestly.
glad he got his ass beat. I was glad. It had me cheering for MJF. And you know me, I'm not patriotic. But when he said, God bless America, and spiked her, I was like, God damn right. Stupid asshole. And then he beats him up. Kenny Omega is like picking him up. He's actually selling. And Kenny Omega raises his arm. They cut away, and the Speedball is raising Kenny Omega's arm. Well, you nerd, this is your moment. God, you can't do anything right. Just, and didn't it seem like the show was supposed to have gone off the air when Omega was checking on Speedball? Like, you kept waiting for something else to happen, and it never did.
Oh, I guess I was not waiting for something to happen in this situation.
Yeah, it was just
So.
awkward, but which is pretty much establishes an awkward episode of AEW, like.
Yeah, it was a strange there was a strange bookend to this whole
Yeah.
yeah, beginning and end.
The Darby popped in here
Definitely.
somewhere, but okay.
Oh. Yep.
It was just like, okay. So.
Yep, I that's one where I'm not completely out on Darby, but they just it's wild how they've not capitalized on him going to Mount Everest, quite honestly.
Yeah, exactly. He mentioned it. They never do.
It's been mentioned here and there, but it's still just it doesn't feel like they've done him any favors since returning, so
No, not really. Oh boy. Now the NXT show.
and I mean, hey, we started straight off with wrestling. And honestly, we started off with we were talking about tepid responses for Chris Jericho. The Madison Square Garden
Theater.
ballroom or whatever the hell
Yeah,
they
the
were in
theater, yeah.
exactly. The theater, sweet venue. We have long talked about the the upside to them not being in Orlando.
Yep.
Yeah, good, to me, good overall production here in that department. And hey, this crowd made this match more interesting than it should have been,
Yeah,
with
they really did.
Mike Santana and OTM taking on Dark State. And it's hard to say that Dark State is on a downswing, although they kind of are, since they were at least champions previously. And they have really lost like three or four straight matches. Like, been a bad gimmick pretty much the whole time, but at least, hey, if you have championship belts, that helps make up for bad gimmick. When you don't have those championship belts, it really makes the whole bad gimmick thing stick out.
And Dion Lennox even pointed it out. Like, hey, we're
Oh,
not
yeah.
we're supposed to be blah blah blah. It's like, all right. I thought like it's really crazy because like those guys in Dark State aren't small, but those Out the Mud guys are big. That's cr was it Bronco is the real muscular guy? I think.
Bronco wears the t-shirt and the do-rag,
Yes, him.
and
That's a
Lucian Price has the cornrows, and wears the trunks.
Okay, yeah. They're both
Or,
big, but they're,
yeah, both
I
of them are
mean,
fucking monsters.
so I was just like, okay, and here's one thing, and I guess it's going to be racial, but it is what it is. Have you seen the size of the black guys in NXT compared to the white guys? I'm being dead serious. They are
Hey.
monsters compared to the Birthright. Even Hank and Tank. Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry's at least in the neighborhood.
No. When he got in the ring with Randy Orton's only 6'5". He looked tiny. So
Yeah, he's at least beefy enough, I guess, is what I'm thinking. He might not be quite as tall as some of these guys.
yeah. Oh, Beefy, yes. Beefy, I'll give you. Tony D obviously is the
But
exception. He's a
no,
monster. So
the whole birthright situation, though. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, they don't even look like they're in the same, they shouldn't be in the same division. The
no.
same weight class is those types of guys.
Yeah. But I was just point I was just noticing that because then later on, yeah, Keanu Carver and Jasper
Jasper
Troy.
Troy. Yeah.
Two monsters. And then here comes little old
Oh.
Brian Pillman Jr. Hey, I got a stick. Like, oh my God.
Well, yeah, you said Tony D is one of the exceptions.
Tony's
Our good
definitely exception.
buddy, who's on the shelf there for Dark State, is an exception. Cutler James is a pretty big
No,
boy.
you didn't say it right. It's Cutler James. I'm Cutler James.
And then
Ugh. Saquon Sir,
oh,
Dion
you
Lennox,
know what?
Osiris Griffin, Cutler James. Ugh.
Josh Briggs
Big dude,
did
but
not look out of place,
mm-mm.
but also I don't think he's as big as Jasper Troy and or Keanu Carver.
No, but he's a beefy dude. He's at least big.
He
That's
is
it.
he was tall. Like, you
Oh.
could tell, it's like, ooh, man, like, 'cause Carver's a little bit, he's not the tallest out of the crew, but boy, that guy is made out of granite.
Yeah, and
Like
then
that, he looks like a goddamn cartoon character.
no, and then oh God, I'm at that point. I'm forgetting names. The guy, the computer dude with the tooth.
Oh, Shiloh Hill.
Thank you. I kept wanting to say Bodie Miller. Where the hell am I even pulling that name from?
He was an Olympic skier who's known for drinking.
Okay. So
Not
yeah,
quite
but
sure.
Shiloh Hill though for sure. Yeah, but that's it. So,
Yeah, but even I think Shiloh Hill's kind of small. Like, as much as he's kind of a big guy, like, compared to those OTM guys,
yeah.
and if Jasper Troy is just both tall and big. Yeah, like, he's not quite as big as those guys.
Yeah,
So.
but And I
It's
just it
wild.
really
They
stood out
have
to
a
me.
bunch of big guys in NXT right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most big guys that they've had in NXT in a long time.
Yeah. But it was just funny because it really stood out on this card. And it was like when the Birthright came out, it was definitely a like Pete Dunne, I'm sorry, Rio and Bravo are exceptions, but
Well, I think that's why those two wrestled those two.
oof.
At least they were in the same weight class, you know. If
Yeah.
OTM would have wrestled one of these teams, oh boy, that size difference really would have stuck
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, it was funny when Vanity Project was on screen. She goes, "Who are these 12-year-olds?" And I was like, "I know." I go, "They're not, they shouldn't be on TV." But it's like they're a weird one for me. I know Chris doesn't like them, period. But for me, I'm like, do I not like them because like the way they look, which is purposely done?
Yeah, like
Or do I just not
I
like them?
hate them from like a gut level instinct, you look like a douche
Yeah.
kind of
Yes,
a
with that
thing. Like,
mushroom haircut.
so I'm like, you know what? Yeah. So like, to me, that they're a good annoying and not a bad annoying.
Yeah.
I'll
But
never like them, but I'll appreciate their handiwork if they stay that
oh yeah. I don't expect.
douchey. And yeah, they just feel like they're gonna stay that douchey, honestly.
Yeah. But all right, we've kind of skipped around a little bit, but like I don't know.
No, we've been in order so far, because the Bravo and Rio match was up. It was the second match of the night.
Okay. Yeah, see that's another
Because
match
then
I
it
thought was
was
highly entertaining. And the crowd really helped that one.
oh yeah, because
Like
Vanity Project was actually up next, and then it was the Dion Lennox, the Dark State thing. So that because yeah, it was not great that. I guess the only thing I can say about that tag team match that I haven't said yet, it's really weird to have Birthright take an L right out of the gate, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've talked about this, where it's just like, don't put people in these types of positions. Like, you seem to be trying to get something together for this group. Just don't have them in this qualifying match. Have them in a squash match. Put them on main event and have them squash someone. I don't care. Do anything other than what you just did here.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I do think that they're dweebs and they're not gonna do much even as a group, you're not helping them out at all by having them take an L. And you can't go, oh, well, we're going to have them lose the Vanity Project, you know, like, because I don't really expect R Bravo and Rio to win the NXT Tag Team Championships at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah.
So, like, even if they won, they were going to lose more than
Yeah,
likely,
that's the
which
thing, like
still isn't terribly helpful for them.
no, but whenever you're getting a faction off the ground or something new off the ground, you don't have them lose. I mean, that's
Yeah.
Vince booking. You know, like someone, oh, brand new faction lows. Like, this is stupid. You can never be taken seriously if you're all hyped up and you lose. You can't. I don't care if you're a bad guy, especially if you're a bad guy. Like, a good guy, you're dead in the water. You know? So it's like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, that. I didn't. I thought Rio and Bravo, excuse me, could take the L by having something happen, but at
It
the same
happened the
time,
other way around.
yeah, at the same time, I did really appreciate the fact they were handing each other pieces of metal to put in their masks instead of just using their own, and.
Yeah, I'm like, why didn't they just use their own? Like, was what I was honestly thinking that to myself, is that I was like, this is kind of funny that they're sharing it,
Well,
but.
I thought I thought it would be funny if they were handing each other pieces and they were both like, oh, you got one? He's like, yeah, of course I got one. You got one? He's like, yeah, of course I do. Oh. And they just said, all right, and hurry up and do it themselves.
Yeah.
But like, I think the strangest part of this match was the people really cared about Rio and Bravo. And they popped big when El Grande showed up.
Oh, yeah.
If it's Raw, that doesn't happen.
No.
It's the most,
No.
this angle is
That
so bizarre.
that whole thing is one of the weirdest crowd reactions. Like you said, like AAA over like gangbusters, Raw goes over like a fart in church.
Yeah.
Come to NXT and everyone's eating it up, and it's just like, what am I supposed to take from this exactly?
Yeah. Yeah, just weird. And I especially seeing like, did you see any of that celebration with El Grande for when he won Rey de Reyes and he got the sword and he was like
Oh no,
he
I
started like
did not.
tearing up and like getting emotional talking about the victory and the whole Mexican crowd's going crazy. It was wild. And it's like he can never be Ludwig Kaiser again. Like he's screwed. But
I'm sure if he gets to sign an extra deal because of that gimmick, he's going to be completely fine with it.
honestly, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, they probably don't want to do this, but neither one of them have ever been this entertaining. So,
And they
no.
have not been on TV this consistently in quite some
Right.
time.
Well, maybe Pete Dunne was entertaining when he was with Matt Riddle and they had that whole thing.
And he did okay. There was a short era on the main roster that the Bruiserweight was doing okay, but
Very short-lived for that, yeah.
yeah.
But never for Tyler Bate. Never.
Nope.
But
Nope.
we always knew the problem with him was his height, so. But yeah, but
Yeah, he
Birthrate
is
and
definitely
out,
vertically challenged.
no one came out looking great.
Nope.
Who did Shiloh Hill, who did he run off? Was it the other people in Birthrate? Yeah, because they were starting to interfere, so he ran them off. Or was it, or is that
Oh,
somewhere else?
he just did a backstage segment
No.
that,
He came out and ran
oh.
someone off, which is what led to the backstage, which is what led to him getting a match with other people.
Oh, okay.
I
Then yeah,
cannot remember who it was.
that had to have been it then.
Yeah, it had to be somewhere in there. So,
Yeah, because I
yeah.
don't because El Grande shows up, mass situation. No, it was not during that match, honestly. So it must
Maybe
have
I
been
was thinking it was
sometime
last week then.
later.
I don't know.
Yeah, because the next matchup was Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan. This one's a weird one, just because this is another one where there's something of a logjam of it's interesting to see who of these secondary women are getting a push. And Kalani Jordan seems to be there, but they gave the win to Jada Parker, but they also gave Kalani Jordan some heat back later in the evening.
Yes. I thought that was the end for her. I'm like, oh, she'll be on the main roster after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Nope. She's still, unless they're trying to do something for Stand and Deliver, which is what? No, that's Saturday, isn't it?
It is
So never
Saturday. I
mind.
think it is, yeah, it is too late for
Yeah. Yeah.
something on that card. Yeah, 'cause then we did get the sit down signing contract after that. It was kind of this
Was
was
weird.
the strangest thing about this whole NXT. Like, I can't remember being this unhyped about a Stand and Deliver.
Yep.
You know, maybe it is just because it's not going to be WrestleMania weekend. They don't have as much runway with it. I don't know, because like some of the matches are going to be just fine. Like, I'm sure that this four-way match is going to be as enjoyable as all hell, but
Oh, yeah. No.
I Don't, I'm also not like super invested in it either. Like I like it's yeah, it's like weird that I like all four pieces individually, but the collective isn't doing a whole lot for me, is maybe the best way to put it.
Yeah, no, it's very fair. I think it's because you got Ethan and Ricky Stang, excuse me. The fake friendship thing. You got Joe Hendry, who feels like the afterthought to their story, who's like another champion that's never really gotten off the ground.
Well, and
And
he's
then,
even really an afterthought compared to the Tony D'Angelo story that has
yes.
gotten far more TV time than, I mean, I feel like Hendry had a win, but he's also, if and it feels like he's been on TV, but he's just been in these like little bit segments rather than getting these big feature things like D'Angelo's getting or Ricky and Ethan are getting like two segments a night.
Yeah, and
And he's getting one, and it's just
yeah.
like if you get more segments, you feel more important. Like it's this is not hard math.
Yeah. But like the crowd, it was weird. The crowd would cheer for people. They were booing Tony D. And then he said something, got him on their side. And then it was all uphill for him because they were giving him the what treatment, which I was like, what did he do wrong? Like, I guess because he's from Chicago. I don't know. But yeah, like, you're right with stand and deliver. Like, there's nothing not being WrestleMania weekend is probably a big part of it.
Oh.
But like, the fact that it's on the daytime for Saturday never helped. Because remember when they went to 2 days, it used to be, man, we were there. It's like it was Saturday
Oh,
night. And you
that
can't have it
was,
Friday night because of SmackDown. So.
yeah, that was wild that Sami Zayn posted 10 years ago, him and Shinsuke, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm really getting old that that
No shit. I
happened.
saw that too. Yes. I was like.
That we were at that while your wife got my wife drunk
No.
10
That was
years ago.
Dallas. That was Dallas.
Oh, that was Dallas. Never
Johnny
mind. That was not
Gargano
new.
and Ciampa in
That's
a
right.
the I Quit match. That was when she was, and my wife did not do anything but go, why are you drinking so much? So I'll never forget that. It's still one of the funniest things she's ever done. We get to, where is it? What's it? Patrick O'Brien's?
Don't know if they were still at Pat O'Brien's or not.
Yeah, they were.
But oh,
Yeah.
okay, they were.
Because they wanted a Long Island iced tea. And I come in and your wife smacks me in the chest. Hey, we're friends, but we're not like that kind of friends. Like that she would do that. And I just looked at my wife like, what's going on? And she gave me the look like, oh, this isn't my fault. I'm like, we left her in your care, man. You're supposed to go to a pirate bar. Not act like them.
You're
So,
supposed to go on a ghost tour. Did not happen.
no. But anyways,
Okay.
but that is
So.
kind of the part of it. Like, there's no big standouts.
Oh.
We just named. I mean, that Dallas takeover. That's what it used to be called takeover. That Dallas takeover is the forgotten show. I mean, you had
Oh.
Gable. American Alpha versus the Revival, and they finally beat them. You've got Asuka beating Bayley, Shinsuke making his debut with Sami Zayn, and then the main event was Finn Balor and Joe. I mean, I think there was something else too, but it's like, what's going on? But no one really talks about that show at all. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, here it is. Because yeah, I mean, I think I was just about at the end of the res Oh, I forgot. We did establish another match there for Stand and Deliver, which was not terribly surprising, honestly. Tatum Paxley and Blake Monroe
What was
end
this?
up a match.
Did we have to go through all of that for her to not give the belt back and then go, yeah, we're gonna have a match? Like, this was 10 minutes or something, it felt like. It felt long. And also, when did Tatum's character start, like, I guess beating Izzy Dane? She now just talks normal? Like, you know what I mean? She sounds different and acts different. And it's like, wait, what happened here?
Well, I've been on the that makes sense because she beat her big bad, and you should have some type of change. And I mean, she was still creepy enough, and she did at least try to explain away her actions from the previous week rather
Yeah.
than letting it hang out there.
Yeah. But I guess I liked the character before.
Oh.
Like it, but it almost feels like, all right, well, they've kind of gotten away from that, but like she was always just obsessed with the belt or the gold or whatever they want to call it. And it's like now she's got it, you'd think they'd come back a little bit, but
Oh yeah, her obsession thing has not really
yeah.
surfaced.
Which is too bad because I thought that was really clever. She was only obsessed with the title, not the person who had it. I thought that was fun. So,
Oh yeah.
but yeah, but this segment was just like, all right, whatever. And it's like Blake Monroe's going to lose. It's time for her to leave too. The problem with all these people that supposedly going to leave, where are they going? Like, who on SmackDown or Raw are going to be gone?
Oh.
Unless they start having more matches, but
Yeah, I mean, I know Chris and I talked about it. We talked about how many of the prominent women in the on the main roster are not slated for a WrestleMania match at the current moment.
Yep.
And yeah, calling up anyone at this point, like, it feels like they needed some bodies to help fill out all of the divisions. Now they just need to do a better job of kind of putting the divisions together. I feel like they have enough bodies now.
Yeah.
But yeah, even people like I mean, Lyra Valkyria has barely been able to find anything. Like, it seems like they were pushing her for a minute, and then it's just like, okay, yep, you're just not the IC champ anymore. Like, we're doing a whole Becky Lynch, AJ Lee saga that's gonna take again, a year, and it's just like, oh, okay, well, we've got to find something else for you to do here.
Yeah. I just, it's that time of year people get cut, and with so much talent, I mean, like even like Kalani Jordan, like she wins her match or she loses, excuse me, and then gets her heat back. It's like this is the perfect go away time, but I
No,
don't know what
yeah,
they're doing.
it's definitely too early for her to
Yeah.
get the axe. Was not completely surprised by the main event here. This was another one that I feel like two people were in a weird situation. Lola Vice, Kendall Gray. It feels like there's a renewed push for Lola Vice. It would have been weird for her to lose. They really feel like they're in on Kendall Gray right now. Would have been weird for her to lose, so they go with the weird tap pin at the same time. And for some reason, beyond any reason whatsoever, there's the second referee out there when there's never a second referee out there.
No,
Like,
the second referee came out for a reason. It escapes my mind. There was a reason. It was not a
oh.
ref bump, though. And this is like where it goes into weird category. The match itself was good. Kendall Gray's the real deal. In her short
Yeah.
amount of time, she's the real deal. My problem is the ending was stupid because the other referee had nothing to do with what was going on. He came out to break up interference or like get stuff settled, right? He's never inserted as the referee because there was no ref bump for him to take his spot.
Oh yeah, okay. He came out when Fatal Influence came. The second
Yes,
referee came
that's
out
it.
when Fatal
Yes,
Influence
yes.
came out.
So he's trying to
Okay.
wrangle them, and he sees it. Well, So what?
Yeah,
You
referee's
know?
verdict is final, not the second referee who isn't in the match.
Yeah, so I was just like,
Who is it? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like it. It's like, just have a three-way. You know, like, can we just
Yes.
book three-ways without all this contrived stuff? Because, I mean,
Or again, like putting people in bad spots to lose. You know, like I guess in this situation, no one or both people lost, so it doesn't matter, question mark. But yeah, just book a three-way match instead of going through this rigmarole. I mean, I
Or
suppose it's better than having the champion interfere and then going, why am I in a
yes.
triple threat now? You know,
Well,
just
in a
'cause
way,
that's been done to death,
yeah. But in a way, she
honestly.
did interfere, and now she's in a triple threat match.
Yes,
So,
she did cause the distraction that ended
yeah.
up causing the second referee to come down. So she
No, I
is
just
to
simplicity.
blame.
Like, I would have liked if they would have said, "Well, JC Jane, your opponent now is so and so." Like, neither, that's a draw. Neither one of you win. You don't get to go anywhere. And now your opponent's this person, you know, like the backup or Fallon Henley. I don't know. Just something.
Oh,
So,
well, I mean,
yeah, I know. But
that was another weird thing earlier in the night that I just it almost feels Judgment Day like.
what was that?
Fallon Henley rolling her eyes when she was talking about them being good for I
Oh
believe
yeah.
JC Jane was like, "Oh, we don't have problems like that," and Fallon's like, "Oh, no, we don't." Like rolled her eyes, and I'm just like, whew, just another one where it's just like shit or get off the pot here, guys. Like
They've been doing that the whole time they were together, though. So it's like, now we're gonna do it. Hey, I gotta be, I'll be right back. Yeah.
yeah, well, we were talking about the Fallon
Yeah.
Henley still rolling her eyes, but I suppose this is a good point as any to just do a quick rundown here and close out the show with the stand and deliver card.
Oh yeah, we did forget about Keanu Carver and Jasper Troy, but okay,
Yep.
boss fight. It was
Yep.
fine. This show was actually good. Like, I know we kind of like blew through. I was not bored. I wasn't like eye rolling until the end, kind of. But
Yeah,
for the first time in
was
a
not a
while,
fan
for the
of
first time in a
that
while, the show
episode.
was good. So I'm sure there's problems here and there, but overall, it was good. So,
Yeah, so the aforementioned 10-person mixed tag match, Hank and Tank, Shiloh Hill, EK Prosper. So evidently he is not a knight anymore.
I
I
never
guess.
understood why that was his name, anyways.
So
I'm like, they're gonna change this, right? Like, but.
yeah, I'm just seeing this now on Wikipedia. I must have missed that during the
Yeah,
segment.
they announced it today, actually.
Oh, okay. And Ren Sinclair taking on Birthright. So Ariana Grace is the woman on their
Yes.
side.
She is still the TNA Knockouts champion. She won, beating
Yep.
Ziya Brookside today.
So there is that match. Care to make a prediction, sir?
Gives a shit. Well, you know what? Birthright should win. You
Yes.
know, going to saying what we
We
were
were
just
just
saying.
we yeah, I was gonna say we were just talking about this. They need a win. It's a 10-person tag match.
Yeah.
Have them win. Like that, if you don't, that seems silly to me. As much as I like everyone involved for the most part on the babyface side, someone can eat an L there.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. So,
And
you know.
I'm laughing that they have a pre-show on YouTube, even though the pay-per-view is on YouTube. It's just like, well, I mean, there isn't really a difference here, guys. It's all kind of the same thing. But official card here, Vanity Project versus Los Americanos. Kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. And I think I gave away my prediction already. Vanity Project wins this one.
Yeah, I see that happening too. So.
We did get a little bit of hype for this and blew past this. Miles Bourne taking on Johnny Gargano, North American
Oh,
Championship
yeah.
on the line here. I think it'll be a good match. This is one where I feel like they're sending Gargano down for a little credibility builder for Mr. Bourne here. So that
Yeah.
is.
Yeah. Miles wins. Yeah.
Yep.
If Gargano
Next.
didn't have an angle on SmackDown, I'd say Gargano again, but he does, so no.
Next up on Wikipedia's list here, at least. The triple threat match that we were just talking about not too long ago, JC Jane defending event against both Kendall Gray and Lola Vice. Typically I'm a triple threat, the champion is retaining kind of a guy. I don't know. It feels like this should be the end of the JC Jane train. At least in within the NXT universe, even if we're not quite sure where she would fit on the main roster universe also. So yeah, it feels weird where I do feel like it's I'm not sure who the choice is. I feel like Lola Vice is the choice if you really want to put her over. I feel like Kendall Gray is new enough to the brand that she can still bounce back from some type of L in this
Yeah,
situation.
I don't think it's Kendall Gray. Well, she did give up her Evolve Championship to get a shot at the title. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, they have not played that up very much. I
All right.
mean, I know that she did it and I saw that that happened, but I don't feel like
Yeah.
Vic has really played that up because Booker
Huh.
T is sure as shit not going to play anything like that up.
Oh, God damn it. We have to back up for a second after this. I think it's going to be Lola, finally. And I think that is the end of JC, but I don't think it's the end of JC right away. I think it's stupid if they did this, but I can see her and Fallon having a match. But they shouldn't. They should, all three of them should just go to SmackDown. But I
Oh.
forgot about this. During the Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan
Kalani.
match. When Jada Parker went to do like the butt stomp or the butt thing in the corner, you know, did you catch Booker T doing Andrew Dice Clay? When he
No,
went
I
up,
did
he
not.
goes G-g-g-g, like that. That's Dice. I rewound like three or four times. I'm like,
I do think that I remember hearing that
it is
now
a
that you point
reference
that out.
no one on, like almost no one's going to get now. I was cracking up. Like, he's quoting Dice Clay. Like, oh my God. But anyways, yeah. So.
Dokie. Next match up. I don't feel like there's any real hype on NXT itself, but they have built this hype up on the interwebs at least. Sol Ruka versus Zarya.
Yeah, it was just the video package, the downfall or whatever it was called.
Oh yeah, that's right. They did do
So.
the video package. I was more thinking about the fight on New York City streets there
Yeah.
that they were sending out. So should be a fun match. I'm not sure what to think about this one. I mean, Soul is definitely one that they could call up to the main roster should they want to. I'm not quite sure if they're going to, though. So I
She's the
don't.
good guy. She's the good guy in this.
We just
How?
gonna.
I don't get it. But I'm guessing the whole redemption is she wins because she's the good guy. So I don't know. I'll take Sol just because it doesn't make sense for her to win. So that's why she's gonna win.
Yeah, it's the Zarya is dead in the water if she loses, unfortunately for her.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't know what you do there. Next on the wiki list, Tatum Paxley, Blake Monroe. I think we both kind of made our prediction earlier here. Tatum Paxley, I believe, is the consensus on that one. And then last but not least here, another one, four-way match. Joe Hendry has been something of the, taking the back seat here. So he still could win, but this feels like either a Tony D'Angelo or Ethan Page win to me for some reason or another. And I can't decide between the two.
See, I see all four of these guys, and I'm like, why are they in NXT? You know, all of them. So, if you if the
A fair
back off, like
position
if, yeah, but I mean to
to
back off, okay, Ricky Saints should stay in NXT. He's small, you know, take time, whatever. But I don't know. The safe bet is Joe Hendry winning, because Tony
Oh,
D
yes.
doesn't need to be in NXT anymore. Enough.
Well,
Ethan
that's what
Page should
I
not be
think
in NXT at all.
I don't know if it's just because we got cut off last week or not. I was dying when I saw a headline. It might have been from Fightful about Tony D'Angelo saying that he would be ready for a call up. And I'm just like, no
Yeah,
shit.
no
Like,
kidding.
I don't know what he has to prove at this point. Like, there's nothing that this guy needs to do to get called up. Like, like not everyone has won the championship before going up, and I mean he's at least won the North American championship once and or twice. So I mean, whatever, he has some championship reigns you can talk about when he gets on WWE TV. Like, yeah, that's one that I'm like, I don't even know what we're doing here at this point. Tony D, it's another get off the pot if you're not gonna do it. Like, what are we doing here? So yeah, really weird situation there.
Yeah, but it's also like
So
another small show too.
small show, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's not, was that six matches?
Yep, there's seven with the pre-show match.
I guess it's not that small then.
No.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Never mind. Never mind. I'm wrong.
Nope. Pretty solid size there. It's more than the usual five, so anything beyond that tells me high number. Okay, should one find themselves out in St. Louis this weekend? I was out there last year, and I went to Bluewood Brewing. I got their Arch City Haze at New England IPA, and it is delicious. Not sure if I have told this story on the podcast here, but when I was at this brewery, we were listening to some people that were walking by us, and they're like, "Oh, the last time we came here, this was not very good." And I'm just like, "If you don't like a brewery, why are you coming back to it?" Like, I am, like, that is one of the most confusing things to me. For anyone listening, if you're going to a place that you don't like, that does not compute for me. Bluewood Brewing was very tasty. I did a flight plus, I believe, plus a couple of extra choices, because I think it's like a flight and a half or something. So I liked all the options. This Arch City Haze is one of their kind of flagship beers. So you should be able to get it if you're out for stand and deliver this week. That is why I decided to drink that beer tonight, since it's all since stand delivers out in Great St. Louis here. So, Bell Time beer suggestion from Matt DeFrank 11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand is at Saint Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Hey again.